The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
This is Ron Paul's Podcast Nation. I'm Charles Goyette. Like the man who gets in a fight with his wife and then kicks the dog, capitalism gets blamed for a lot of things that don't have anything to do with the free economy. We've become a nation of crony capitalism, the dangerous splicing together of the DNA of big business and big government. Ron Paul talks about crony capitalism right after this.
This is Ron Paul. Thanks to our sponsors for making these podcasts available to you.
Identity theft is big business. A theft ring in Florida got busted with personal information on thousands of people. Names, birth dates, social security numbers. They even had 5,000 names on a flash drive. Identity thieves are shrewd. They're targeting your checking and savings accounts. They're after your cash, your retirement. LifeLock Ultimate is the new science in ID theft protection. LifeLock Ultimate is the most comprehensive ID theft protection ever made. It goes way beyond guarding your identity, your good name and credit. Those are essential, no question. But now LifeLock is the only ID theft protection company that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. LifeLock can't protect you or your bank accounts if you're not a member. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention Ron10 for 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Call 1-800-480-8210, 1-800-480-8210, 1-800-480-8210. Bank bailouts, subsidies, government protection from competition, sweetheart tax deals, and while we get poorer, capitalism gets blamed for the predictable results of crony capitalism. What is the difference between the two?
Well, you know, this is a crucial discussion. The definition is very important to it. It's more than being academic, because there is a definite difference between true free markets and crony capitalism. And crony capitalism gives real free markets a bad name. Matter of fact, this has started a long time ago. It actually came out of the Depression, because the intellectuals in the 1930s blamed the Depression on capitalism. They said there were too many free markets, too much capitalism, too much gold standard, and that's why we had a financial collapse, and that's why I had a Depression. And that history has been taught for a long, long time, and it's still out there, and that has to be refuted. Currently, it is said that we're in trouble now. We have this five-year recession going on and all these financial problems and bailouts as a problem in capitalism. It's absolutely not true. And if we don't distinguish that, then free markets and sound money, I get the blame. But crony capitalism to me is when business people and banks get into collusion with governments, and they benefit by this. So if they benefit by the monetary system, or if they get a lot of benefits and subsidies from big government, yes, they're so-called capitalists, but they're really not. It's much closer to fascism when they become partners in government. And we've been living with that for a long time. And it's common practice for those on the left to say it's all freedom and it's capitalism, because their goal is to have less freedom and less capitalism and more controls by the special interests. But this has been especially bad these last 4 or 5 years because of the bailouts. But the main reason why this is so crucial is if we as free market people criticize big business per se and we don't distinguish it, then this fits into the mold of those who hate big business for the sake of hating big business. And this is what's been happening. But if you're rich because you get benefits from the government, that's entirely different than if you're Steve Jobs or Bill Gates, who got rich because they provided a good product for the consumers, and the consumers voted them their success, and they made a lot of money. So wealth per se shouldn't be attacked. Wealth, when it's earned or when it's gotten by special interest ways and special benefits from the government, then we have to challenge that. So this to me is a very, very important issue. We have way too much crony capitalism. And I think a good term to think about and use is corporatism. If you don't want to call it fascism, because people think, well, you're calling them all Nazis and advocates of Mussolini. But if you call it corporatism, that means the corporate corporations are in bed with the governments, and I think that's justifiable. So when they come along and they paint a picture of anybody who has wealth and therefore we have to tax them. That's very, very dangerous. That's a lot different than taking it upon ourselves to make sure nobody gets a special benefit, that nobody, like in the military industrial complex, they make tremendous amount of money. The people who get the money first benefit by a whole lot. Right now, who's benefiting by the easy credit? Well, there's somebody making a lot of money on Wall Street and the banks are doing quite well, while the middle class keeps getting smaller and there are no new jobs. So crony capitalism deserves to be criticized and condemned and exposed, but free markets and sound money has to be explained well enough so that people aren't frightened by people who earn money honestly.
Well, it should be explained, I think, and nobody could do that better than you, that this is a bipartisan issue. You have people like Robert Rubin and Henry Paulson come to Washington from Goldman Sachs. It's like there's a science fiction wormhole express between Washington and Wall Street, and they come there and they oversee the bailout of their friends and their former colleagues, and then many of them, like Robert Rubin, go back to Wall Street. Timothy Geithner, they go back to Wall Street and cash in at the very institutions that they've helped bail out all these years.
You know, and that is true. And a lot of people are very sympathetic to helping the poor, you know, the welfare system. When I first went to Congress a long time ago in the 70s, I had this notion that welfare was basically abused by poor people. And I think welfare basically is wrong and does cause problems. But the real welfare goes to the rich. The rich are welfare beneficiaries as well. So they throw crumbs to the poor. They sacrifice the principles of freedom. And then the very wealthy have this tremendous incentive to get their lobbyists in Washington. So the poor, sometimes, yeah, they get their food stamps, but they don't have the lobbyists who will come in and devise the tax code and get the subsidies. For instance, in this medical care debate, it's corporatism that's going on. Republicans or Democrats bow to the corporations, whether they're the drug companies, the insurance companies, or the medical management companies. These are big corporations, and they have a lot of influence. So corporations have powerful lobbies in Washington, where the middle class, who suffers the consequence of inflation and overregulation and downturns in the economy, which is a consequence of the business cycle and the Federal Reserve, they're not well represented. But a lot of people think, oh, yeah, they're getting all the benefits and they have all this welfare. But it's the principle. Once you concede the principle, so let's just take a for instance. Let's say welfare, 80% of welfare goes to the rich and 20% go to the poor. But 80% of the demagoguery goes to, we have to be, you know, have a safety net and take care of the people who are having trouble. So they endorse the principle 100%. Then all of a sudden, the very wealthy get control of the government. And then what do they say? Oh, it's the lobbyists' fault. We have to regulate lobbyists. We have to regulate campaign finances. And they go on and on, rather than just saying, get government out of the business and make it prohibitive for them to serve any special interests. We would solve those problems without interfering in elections or interfering with the right of people in general to go and lobby Congress. You know, the founders called it petitioning Congress. So a lot of people see this as a problem and it has to, and they want to do something. And they'll come to me and say, well, align yourself with us and we'll go and fight the lobbyists. Well, yes, we have to fight the system, but the right to lobby and the right to petition is not the problem. The problem is the conceding that government has this power to be involved and protect and help certain corporations and certain banks.
This is Ron Paul's Podcast Nation. When we continue in a moment, we'll talk about where this leads and how crony capitalism ends in America if it's not stopped.
Are you unhappy with your company website? Well, what if I told you that for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your company website for free? And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. Then after 30 days, if you love your new website, they'll provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance for one low monthly fee. If you don't love it, you cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-292-0489 to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days. 855-292-0489 or go to web.com/radio.
LifeLock can't protect you or your bank accounts if you're not a member. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention Ron 10, 1-800-480-8210, 1-800-480-8210, 1-800-480-8210. Well, it seems that we've been going down this crony capitalist or corporatism path at a pretty good clip and at an accelerating rate in the United States today. Where does it end, Dr. Paul?
It ends with an economic tragedy and also a political tragedy. So if crony capitalism really took off in the 30s, we're down the road a good bit already. But what happens under a system like this, it's the redistribution of wealth through force and government influence that carries the day, rather than freeing up the economy, rewarding people who work hard and punish the people who cheat and steal and defraud. And in these last many decades, what we have been doing is concentrating on this redistribution, and we're forgetting about what makes up a free market, why it's important economically, why you have to have production, why you have to have savings, and that none of this can come out of a printing press. They assume that the Fed, if they create this credit, it's going to solve everybody's problem, and yet, once again, it only serves the special interest. I see this breaking down monetarily and financially. It's going to break down. The recession is going to get worse. We will have to reassess it. And my argument is that this gives us every opportunity to present our case for free markets and assuming responsibility for ourselves. There's still a lot of resistance to it, but we will be forced to think about it because this system is not viable. This system of intervention and deficit financing, inflationism, and overregulation, it is doomed to fail just like communism and welfareism and socialism always fails. So we actually are approaching that, but whether it comes next year or 5 years from now, I don't think anybody can tell us. But I am certain that the current system of crony capitalism, fiat money, and business cycles run by the Federal Reserve is not viable, and we will have to see a change.
Thank you, Dr. Paul, for another great conversation and podcast, Ron Paul's Podcast Nation. I'm Charles Goyette.
This concludes another PodcastOne.com program.